All right, Devosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Mem Aleph. Rov HaPachodim Mikoram Biritzonos. We did this first paragraph, but let's just look at it quickly again. He says, Ha'olam Shalanu, our world, Hu Olam Shal Ritzonos, is a world ultimately of multiple wills. Va'alze Amru Chachaminu Zal, Mos Ad Shelo Tamus, Kelomar, Alecha Lahamis Es Ritzonos Echa. And I will say, life is all about, literally, and it's a strong wording, but it gets the point across, life is all about slaughtering your wills. It is all about deciding which wills to uphold, which desires to uphold, and which desires to negate. He says, Zoinena hatach lezel churban, ela hamasas haritzonos mikoach ha'avana, shamatzav hativi shalihu simcha, nolareti sameach, ani be'etzim sameach. Also, he says, that remember again, without repeating the whole dynamic, the whole chap, he says, of life is, we are born in a natural state of simcha. We are naturally happy. We are innately happy. What ends up happening over life is, as we get older, we begin to desire things. We begin to want things. And therefore, that translates into needs. Once something becomes a need, until that need is met, the individual feels that happiness is impossible. We have a whole list of needs, many of which are not really needs. They're not met, and therefore we're not happy. Since therefore the goal is to negate the needs. Ma oker li asa simcha, what takes away from my life? Simcha ritzonos. I'm going to skip down to the next paragraph. Be'etzem, ka'a pechadim sheish lo b'chayim. Also, it's also very profound. If you think about it, we all have fears in life. And all of our fears are pretty much rooted in the same basic idea. In this spawning, Chalkam Hagodol Novea, Machmas Sha'anachnu Rotzim V'Rotzim. The truth is, what are most of our fears? Most of our fears are about things that we won't get, that we won't achieve. Or in other words, that most of our fears are rooted in our ratzon, are rooted in wants and desires that we have. He says, Einam inena yecholim lomar, sheim novim rak meritzonos miyusarim. So again, the truth is, and this is the point that Michael raised yesterday, which is that obviously, as much as we're talking about negating the ratzon of man, at the end of the day, you can't negate all ratzonos because there are things that we want that we actually need. There are things that we want that are actually important. He says, for example, sometimes there's a fear of death. A fear of death. So a fear of death stems from what? Stems from a desire to the Bosa. It's also just a very interesting yisod about fears stemming from ratzon. Your fears stem from what you want. Because again, the fear ultimately is that you will not be able to accomplish your ratzon. So I have a fear of death. I'm sorry?
You have a fear of losing what you have also.
Correct. That's because you want it. That's because everything comes from, I mean, you only fear those things that you want, those things that you don't. We spoke about this before. But also, remember how we started this whole thing? You know, if I'm carrying 2 quarters in my pocket, no one constantly checks their pocket to make sure the 2 quarters are there. If I'm carrying a wad of $100 bills, then the mice, again, I'm checking my pocket because I don't want to lose that. So a person has a fear of dying. Why? Because I want life. I want life. I don't want to go ahead and lose my life. And he says something very profound here. He says, most fears we have are a result of the things that we want. And we want many things in life. So ultimately, we have a whole list of wants in life. Those wants, again, create needs. And fears come about because of a fear of not actualizing that need. Kasher ha'adam ma'amik v'hu maskim b'dato levater al adamar. But you're supposed to remember, what are we working on over here? Our goal, says the Mechaber, is to figure out what are those needs that we could simply let go of? What are those needs that we could simply say, you know what? I don't need to need this. I don't need to want this. What are the things that we let go of? Because again, once we let go of that, understand what that means. It does 2 things, Rav Osei. Number one, it brings us closer to innate simcha because it begins to make us realize that in fact, simcha is really all about what I have on the inside. That's number one. And number two, what it does for me is it takes away fears. Such a profound idea. So many of us, we walk around life with so many fears. Why? Because we're scared of not either actualizing what we want or losing what we have, which is another way of saying losing what we want. If you could somehow let go of all of those ritzonos, life becomes so much more simchadik. And he says something amazing. He says, "Ba'omek ha'amiti, The truth is, if you take this even a little bit deeper and you take this to another natural conclusion, Adif Adam Levater Afilu Al Etzem Achaim Bi'azeh, excuse me, Al Etzem Achaim Olamazeh Bichtei Shola Abedes HaNeshama. The truth is, he says in the Mechaber, this is why even literally translated it means that a person should be willing to give up life in this world in order not to lose out on his soul. We'll say, what does that mean? If what we're saying is correct, which is that we ultimately compromise our life simcha because of things that we want, because of things that we need, our needs create fears within our life. So the truth is, again, I will say, one of the things that people have the greatest amount of anxiety over is life itself, is living. And a person is anxious about it. People are often anxious about death. So the Mechaber says the truth is, the pinnacle of accomplishment is when what? Is when you don't even have an incredible need to hold on to life. Meaning, what does that mean? When life itself does not become a be-all, end-all. What does this mean? He says, in the Adam Yesh Emuna Amitis, Shela Achra Hamisa, Magia Olam Shel Tanug. If a person has true emuna, and after this world, there's an afterlife, and in that afterlife, there's peace, there's tranquility, there's equilibrium. Hari shalom afachid, gam lomos. Then a person doesn't even have to be afraid of dying. He says, kimuvan shema alazo eno shayachas rov b'nei adam. Now it's clear that this level is not necessarily applicable to most people. Avaka asher ha'adam ma'amik b'dato. It's such a profound yisod. What he's saying is that if a person really understands that true simcha comes from my neshama, that I don't need other things, I don't need other ritzonos to go out and create happiness, that if I let go of my ritzon, I could let go of fear, then a person doesn't even fear death. Well, so that's why you'll see, if you ever see again an older person who's exceptionally ill. So while a person is preoccupied with, am I going to get better? Am I going to recover? It's a very turbulent time. If a person is on the level where they accept what the reality is, and they're no longer afraid of death, but ultimately, again, they accept the reality that, you know, it'll be what it'll be. There's an incredible amount of tranquility. There's an incredible amount of calmness. There's an incredible amount of just Yishuvah, that's almost a certain amount of simcha. So what the Mechaber is saying is, this is what, now again, he clearly says, this is a very high level. Mm-hmm. To be able to go ahead and say that, you know, I don't even need to hold on to life in order to be the simcha, that is an incredibly high, but his point is he's creating a paradigm. And the paradigm is, we want. And what do those wants create? Those wants disrupt the inner simcha equilibrium. Those wants create life fears. The goal is to be able to go through my list of wants. What are all the things that I want? And there are some things you're going to have to want. There are some things you're going to need. But the Mechaber suggests that if you go down that long list of wants and needs, you could whittle that down by 85%. And if you could whittle that down by 85%, then suddenly again, I begin to feel that true simcha is not going to come from anything on the outside. It's going to come from in here. I whittle down that list of wants. I'm going to see something amazing. I have much less anxiety, much less life fear. He ends off, he says, Lo machmas kashos oref, o machmas choser regishus. Excuse me, avak asher adamamik b'dato, gam lamos lomafachid. When a person begins to think deeply, a person won't even be afraid to die. Lo machmas kashus orof, o machmas choser gishus. It's not because a person is stiff-necked, or not because, again, a person doesn't feel. Ela machmas ha'kara ha'berura, shemidoi ha'rotzon hu'pachos tanug masher ilu ha'rotzon lamismashes. Brother, a person comes to a point in time where he realizes, a clarity of recognition, where he realizes that fulfilling my will does not give me as much pleasure as not having the will at all. And it's such a simple avoda, but it's so profound. Remove the wants, remove the unnecessary wills that create the needs, that ultimately, again, removes fear in life, because fear often is so much about not being able to fulfill those needs that I want. Remove the fears, and when one goes ahead and removes the needs, which then removes the fears, ultimately paves the way to experience inner simcha. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll finish off this parak in Yirtzeh Hashem the time for Shabbos.
Just go ahead.
See, this becomes a slope. If you have, you know, the Chazal say that Avodah Zarah was removed because